It's the famous Old Dog Blues.
Very good morning, as always, to all of our listeners, in particular all of the loyal WA Bluebaggers out there, as you tune in to Breakfast with the Blues right here on 91.3 Sport FM. As we optimistically embark on day 8,597 since the Blues last won the Premiership flag, you are hosted on the program by the official West Australian Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. And joining you today are, as always, myself, John Allen, chairman of the WA Blues, with fellow panellists Mel Hall, Craig Beck and Jesse Goldsworthy. Morning, Mel.
Morning, John.
Morning, Craig.
Good morning, John.
And a very good morning for the first time to panellist Jesse Goldsworthy. And, Jesse, the Blues run in your family. So, firstly, what does it mean to you as a young Perth-born and bred man to remain a loyal Bluebagger and have retained that connection and loyalty to the Blues in this two-team town, my friend?
Thanks for having us, John. Our dad was a Carlton supporter, so didn't really have much of a choice, I think, when I was first born. Got dished out a few membership cards and stuff, but the club's been fantastic. Wouldn't have thought of supporting any other side. I've got blue running through my veins, so, love the club.
Nice work, Jess. And to all the listeners, as usual on the show today, as the case is each week, review all the upcoming AFL round games, which we'll be doing shortly. Some expert panel tips along there as well, and we feature special guest live interviews. And this week we're really privileged, very excited. I only found out yesterday that we're going to have Carlton and AFLW superstar, our very own All-Australian rising star, best first-year player and BNF winner, Madison Press-Barkas. She'll be joining us on the program, so look forward to that one at about 9:20 after our first commercial break. We also cross live to the one and only The Hyphen, David Rees-Jones, as always, when we review the Mighty Blues' previous round and the upcoming round with the shirt front. We also look at the Northern Blues to see who's putting their hand up again, snapshots of the WA Blues' upcoming events and specials and anything else footy that we can squeeze into the hour. So, Mel, before we get into our show, we've got some AFL news and reviews, but for anyone out there listening for the first time wanting to know a bit about the WA Blues, and what we do, can you give them a bit of a snapshot about that, mate?
Well, Chairman Mao, the WA Blues were established by the club in 1992 to keep the Blues faith alive in WA. In light of lowering membership numbers in WA due to the West Coast Eagles' popularity growing with their success and supporter base, we regularly gather at our fantastic home base, the Empire, at 220 Great Eastern Highway, Lathlane, to watch our beloved Blues go to battle live on the big screen. Here we have awesome raffles, food and beverage specials, member benefits and fully inclusive environment for passionate Blues supporters and their families to cheer on our beloved Blues as one. When the team play here in Perth, we organise pre-game functions with the club officials addressing the faithful, more raffles, auctions and fun activities, as well as opportunities to help on ground with the banner.
Thanks very much for that, Mel. So, yeah, if anyone wants to know any more, just get on the website and the Facebook page. I'm just going to chuck it over to Craig now for AFL News. And, mate, I did the run sheet a little bit early, so this one hasn't been chucked in there. I'm just going to chuck one in first. Bryce Gibbs, former Carlton player, sensationally dropped this week for the Adelaide Crows. What do you think about that one, mate?
Well, to be honest with you, that's the first I've heard of it, so put me on the spot. But look, you know, Bryce Gibbs is a quality player. You know, he's gonna bounce back from that, as all good players do. So, look, it's probably good to go down to the VFL level and get some, you know, a bit of run back in the legs and, you know, get your hands on the ball again and come back up. So I don't think it's going to be an issue for him.
Nice one. Well, what else have you got for us in news in AFL, mate?
Mate, this week, so obviously with the big derby on tonight, Fifey is confident he's only going to miss the one game in the Western Derby tonight after his concussion last week, with only the six-day turnaround after the collision with the Saints youngster, Josh Battle. Fife and the Dockers won't take any risks tonight with him. Some good news for the Tigers. Richmond superstar Dusty has succeeded in having his two-match suspension downgraded to a one-game ban at the AFL Tribunal on Tuesday night. The Tigers successfully argued that Barton's elbow to the back of Adam Kennedy's head last weekend only constituted a low impact grading, reducing his ban just to one match.
A disgrace, just for the record, from my point of view, anyway.
Yeah, well, Hyphen might have something to say on that later as well. So, Blow for the ladder topping Cats this week. Geelong will be forced to make at least one change for the clash against Greater Western Sydney. Defender Lockie Henderson ruled out for up to 3 weeks with a plantar fascia injury in his foot.
We all have a big boo-hoo for Lockie Henderson, Carlton fans.
Yes, well, we'd like to say that's a shame, but you don't wish that upon anyone, do you?
So. Absolutely. He just cannot get a good run at it at the moment, can he?
No.
Some good news. Majak, recovering door, has continued a week of happy milestones, announcing he and his partner Emily are expecting their first child later this year. So Dawes' good news comes a day after he ran over ground for the first time since suffering serious injuries in a fall in December. The 28-year-old, who sustained significant hip and pelvic injuries, has slowly increased his physical exertion and was taking shots at goal and practising his marking at training last week. So that's a great news story for him and the club. And finally, another good news story, Crows' great son on the draft radar with the under-17 selection. So possible Adelaide father-son selection Luke Edwards is among the prospects selected to the Australian under-17 side to face New Zealand Hawks this month. The son of the two-time premiership player Tyson has been included in the squad featuring players eligible for the 2019 NAB AFL draft. So another young bloke to keep an eye on.
If he's half as good as his old man, he's going to have a good career, isn't he, Edwards?
Yes, definitely so.
Absolutely. Look, we'll throw it over to Jesse now. Let's do our AFL upcoming round game review and predictions. So over to you, Jess. What do you got for us there, mate?
So we've got the Cats and the Giants this afternoon down at the Cattery. With Henderson going out, I'm not too sure. The defence is a bit... actually, the Cats are on top at the moment, 1v4. Probably looking at the Cats might get over there at home. And then Bombers v Lions. Well, Lions have started off brilliantly this season, sitting second on the ladder at the moment. And playing at the G, I don't think they played at the G this year yet, the Lions, so be a good test for them against the Bombers, but expect to see them get up, continue their good form. Power v Tigers at Adelaide Oval later on today as well. Not too sure about this one, but I think the Power might get up just with the home advantage.
I think the big four out for the Tigs is going to hurt them, isn't it?
Yeah,
Rand, Koch and Martin, that hurts.
It's the first time probably the big four have been out in the last couple of years, so it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that game. Kangas v Crows down at Marvel Stadium as well in the evening. And then obviously later on this evening as well, the Western Derby with the Dockers and the Eagles. We'd expect the Eagles to just keep their good form running with another win. And then our beloved Blues take on the Suns on Sunday afternoon at Metricon Stadium. So I'll back the Blues in for sure there. Can't see myself not tipping against them. And then Saints v Hawks on Sunday afternoon down at Marvel Stadium. Wouldn't mind seeing the Saints get up on this one. I think they've played some pretty good football so far this year. And, wouldn't mind seeing them get up, I reckon.
Well done, Jess. So we'll quickly go around. Craig, Cats, Giants?
Yeah, look, Cats for me. I think I agree with Jesse. With Henderson out, might make it a bit more difficult, but I think Cats will get up. Definitely Lions over Bombers. I think, Power over the Tigers with the big four out. Crows to beat the Kangas. Eagles, I think, definitely in the Derby tonight. Obviously, being a Blues supporter, definitely tip the Blues, but I reckon we're definitely a chance for the first win this week. And Hawks, I think, over Saints.
Mel?
It's Cats for me over the Giants, and I'll keep it nice and short. Bombers over the Lions, Power over the Tigers, Crows over the Kangas, Eagles over the Dockers tonight, and Blues all the way, and Hawks for me on Sunday.
Yep, Cats too good for the Giants. Lions way too good for the Bombers, even at the G. They won't have a problem there. Power over the Tigs, too many outs for the Tigs. Kangas and the Crows, even in Melbourne, I think Crows will be too strong. Kangas are struggling at the moment. Eagles over the Dockers, Fife's too big a loss there. Suns and the Blues, of course, the Baggers will get up there. And the Saints and the Hawks, I also think the Saints will get up. Hawks struggling just a little bit at the moment. They'll bounce back. They've got a fantastic coach, but yeah, Saints at the moment just a little bit too strong. So what we'll do now is we'll move on to our events coming up for the WA Blues. So just a quick recap on our round three event against the Swans. Obviously we had the loss, but we had 60 people rock up to our home at the Empire, 220 Great Eastern Highway, Lathlane, and we thank all the supporters and their families that rocked up. It was a great day sitting out there in the garden. We've had a lot of luck so far with the weather. We gave out some pretty good raffle prizes there. So the Empire Bar with their $50 bar card as always, Chris Judd 200 commemorative game cap, and some WA Blues merch. So it was an excellent day and everyone enjoyed it. And even though we're not getting the wins on the board, all your WA supporters are able to gather at the Empire for our events and just enjoy the game together. So the next one we've got coming up, guys, is round 6, 28th of April, 1:20 bounce down Perth time at the Empire. So that's a very family-friendly one. We're hoping to get lots of people down there. And a very special announcement for that event. We've decided for the major raffle prize, we're going to have a signed, framed, with certificate of authenticity, Mitch McGovern jumper. Now, these things go at the club for anywhere between $650 and $750, depending on the player. At our auctions at pre-match functions, as we know, they can go for sort of around the $1,000 to $1,500 mark. So not a bad first prize for $5 a ticket, 3 for $10. You can only get those tickets at the event, though. So remember, round 6, 28th of April, get down to the Empire, 1:20 bounce down. Get down there nice and early, take advantage of the food and drink specials and have some lunch. And we thank the Empire for looking after us, as they always do, don't we, Mel?
We do indeed.
Absolutely, just absolutely fantastic home venue for the Carlton Football Club in WA. Okay, so what we'll do right now is we'll also have a little bit of a review. It's a little bit far away, but it's the round 15 game against the Dockers over here, our pre-match function. We have had approval from the club that we're going to have it at the Empire. Last year we had it at the Camfield, and although we filled the event function room, we probably had just as many people waiting outside, so we asked if we could have it at the Empire, who have a much larger capacity, and we've got that approval, which is fantastic. So just pencil that one in for now, WA Bagger supporters, and make sure that you make some plans for your logistics. Lots of public transport getting to the stadium there. We're going to get some walking groups together, get to the train station as well and whatnot, but there's 175 car parking spots at the Empire. So if you want to get down early, go to the pre-match and then catch the train in there. We've got a few other things cooking, maybe some shuttle buses and stuff like that in negotiation at the moment. We're not sure what's going to happen there, but we're going to just make sure we have an absolutely fantastic function. And we've been so super efficient here. We've got 5 minutes up our sleeve before the ad break. I'm just scrambling for some fillers. So what I will do is I'll throw it over to Mel to have a quick chat about our sponsored player this year, Jared Garlett. I'm really excited about this one because we haven't had a chat about Jared yet. And, you know, he obviously got dropped to the Magoos the other week, Mel, so he struggled a little bit. There's a fair bit of stuff on the social media about him because he has been struggling. He certainly hasn't been a stranger there, but this is our second year supporting Jared. We're right behind him. So tell us a little bit about him there, Mel.
Well, I actually had the pleasure, John, of catching up with Jared at the season launch over in Melbourne. And for the second year in a row, he's just a great young West Australian bloke, and he truly appreciates the support from the WA Blues over here. He was recruited from the Gold Coast Suns via South Freo in 2014, first round pick. He was pick 15. He was 2017 NAB AFL Draft number 78 overall for Carlton, a left field selection with the final pick of last year's draft. Garlett, showing at Gold Coast, obviously left a lasting impression on Carlton recruiters. Now in Melbourne, having previously returned to his native WA on compassionate grounds, the skilled outside runner could be anything at the club's number two. Carlton debuted round one in 2015.
What was it like meeting Jared at the season launch? What's he like as a fella?
He's a great guy. He's just a really down-to-earth, very humble, very quiet. doesn't like the limelight, but he was just really, like, he couldn't praise the WA Blues enough for all our support and everything over here that we do for him, and loves that we're there at the season launch. We, another committee member, Andy, we both sat beside him and had a good old yarn all night, and we just were talking. He was very, very humble. That was the best word I could put to for Jared. He just, nice and quiet, just doesn't like the limelight.
Yeah. No, and look, to the Garlett family out there that are listening in, we wish them all very well, and we know that Jared's going to fight hard for his spot back in the team, and we look forward to seeing him hitting the form that he had that really burst him onto the scene with the Suns. Maybe
love
just with that run across half back and setting up would be fantastic if we can reach those heights again.
And he has shown glimpses already as well of that in patches.
He has, and he's got that burst and pace that can, you know, once we got that depth across the field, he can really be an asset.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, just quickly before we move on to the break, we're nearly ready for that one. Memberships, guys, for all the WA Blues. There's a membership for everyone there, and they start as little as $60, guys, to just be a part of it. So if you just want a True Blue membership for $60, it gets all your standard member benefits like your card and your lanyard, your consecutive years of membership pin, your choice of a cap, a couple of general admission tickets if you happen to be in Melbourne and want to watch a game, or a $20 Carlton Shop voucher or donation to the club. You get all your bumper stickers, fridge magnets and stuff like that. If you want a digital membership, that's $110 a year. Again, just gets your standard member benefits, but you get to watch all the AFL TV's 24-hour channel, the watch every AFL game live with the full replays, highlights, press conferences, etc., etc. All you need is a compatible smartphone or tablet, and you get good value out of that one. The interstate memberships, which most of us go for in WA, of course, $120 for an adult, $90 concession, $70 junior, or a family of four, two adults, two kids for $310. With that one, you also get voting rights. You get five general admission home and away tickets for Melbourne, a lot of the other stuff to do with Melbourne, but most importantly, the ability to purchase reserve seat tickets at discounted prices when Carlton play at Optus. So, guys, if you want to be a member and you think that you're not going to get value out of your membership, you can go for that True Blue membership, and that way you're still a part of it. You're contributing to the club. The memberships are really important for us, and so we hope you consider that for this year and for every other year moving forward. Now, it is time to go for a break, finally. So when we do come back, we are going to have Madison Prespakis with us, which is we're very excited about that one. And she's had a stellar year for the Carlton Blues, debuted for Carlton, wins the Rising Star for the AFLW, All-Australian, absolute superstar, Thursday night, best first-year player and joint best and fairest. So right after the break, Madison Prespakis. Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor. Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au.
TechTiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Blue Baggers of WA. Be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation, and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You are listening to Breakfast with the Blues on day 8,597 since the mighty Blues won the last premiership flag. We hope you're enjoying the program so far with your expert footy panellists, myself, Chairman of the WA Blues, John Allen, with fellow panellists Mel, Craig and Jesse, and Michaela, who I forgot to mention earlier. She's sitting in with us today. We'll cross to her very shortly. Very, very, very special guest today. And again, we're excited to have Madison Press-Sparkus with us. For those who don't know, who are listening for the first time and don't know much about Maddie, debuted for Carlton this year in the AFLW. Maddie, first and foremost, debuted, like I said, and she played and polled in every game for us. She goes on to win the 2019 AFL Rising Star, gets named All-Australian, 2019 Carlton Football Club Best First Year Player on Thursday night, and also joint Best and Fairest winner with our courageous captain, Brianna Davies. So our very own superstar and young gun, Maddie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm good.
That's good. Maddie, firstly, mate, big congratulations again for all your achievements this year, not only from ourselves here on the panel, but on behalf of all the Lord Bagger Blue Bagger supporters out there that have followed it this year, and it's been very, very popular, and we've had a couple of events watching the games over here. Look, it can only be described as an inspired debut year for you, but more importantly, you've achieved the highest level of honour that a young player can at the highest level, which is being tagged very swiftly by your peers with a really unusual and great nickname. So what we'll do is get to the really important stuff and ask you to divulge with us and the supporters why your fellow players have dubbed you Velcro.
Yeah, well, I'm always with Georgia G, and we're pretty inseparable, according to all the girls. And I think they get a little bit jealous because of our friendship at times.
As they do.
But, yeah, I don't know where the Velcro came from, but apparently we're Velcro to each other. So, yeah, I mean, we just take it as a laugh. But, yeah, no, we got a really good friendship, and, I mean, it's always good to get drafted to a club where you've got someone you can always lean on when you need. So, yeah, I'll take the nickname Velcro because I don't mind it.
Excellent. Thanks for clarifying that for us, Maddie. I'm going to throw you over to Mel now.
Mel Hall here, Maddie. How are you going today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Have you recovered from all the celebrations?
Yes, recovered really well. Yeah.
Excellent. Maddie, making it to the highest level in any team or individual sport is an amazing achievement, but it must be even more special at playing at this level. And then even in your first year, to share BNF with such an inspiration like Brianna Davies, who crossed over from representing Australia being Matilda's goalkeeper, then last year after only two games doing her ACL, then coming back so strongly this year as a player and a leader. Can you tell us how much influence that she has had on yourself and the rest of the team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first of all, getting drafted is a dream come true to many girls across Australia. And, yeah, for me, I've always, you know, dreamt of doing that since I was age of four when I started playing Auskick. And, yeah, I started playing with the boys, and I think I was jealous because they had that pathway and I didn't. And now that I'm here and I'm doing what I love, it's even better. But, yeah, Bree, I couldn't have picked someone better to be playing underneath. And Bree's such an inspiration, like you said, and I think it's just the way she carries herself on and off the field. And, yeah, she's helped me a lot, especially when it comes to the tagging sort of mental strength and always teach me new things when it comes to clearing the ball or something new. And, yeah, she's awesome on and off the field, and I'm so happy I got to play with her this year and hopefully again next year.
Hey, Maddie, it's Craig here. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Firstly, congratulations on a stellar year. It's some amazing achievements there. But we're hearing a lot of praise over here from the footy and media community going the way of your coach, Daniel Harford, particularly for this year, turning around the women's group from the Wooden Spooners to the grand finalists. Just curious, I guess, from your point of view as a player, what do you like as a coach and a person, and how influential do you think he's been in raising the performance of the team to another level in 2019?
I think half. He was at Collingwood before us, and I think him crossing over to us really helped us, not only just him, but all the other staff around him. And the way he sort of approached the girls was balanced, where, you know, there was a time when he was serious and a time when he was laid back. And I think the girls loved that about him. And he just made us all feel so welcome. And the hard yards of the wall putting in, he would put in with us. So whether it was conditioning or gym or anything like that, he just jumps in and helps us. And I think that's what sort of brought the girls closer this year. And, yeah, I mean, it was such a big team culture, and it wasn't just the girls that were close, it was the coach as well, and it was just one big family. And he really drove that, and yeah, he's awesome on and off field. And yeah, I can't wait to spend another few years with him.
Yeah, great.
Matty, just going to throw you across to a very special guest we have in the studio today, Michaela Allen, 10-year-old blue bagger, and she's got a special question for you, so I'll throw you over
to
Michaela.
Hi, Matty.
Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Good. What information, advice, or encouragement would you offer to any parents out there whose daughters are interested in playing AFL footy from a young age?
Yeah, obviously, I've grown up playing footy since I was young, and my parents really drove that into me. But advice that I'd give parents now is it's not a boy sport where it's always been dominant, and where it's AFLW is here to stay, and we have this pathway. And I think the way that AFLW has brought people together, not only girls but also boys, is incredible. And I mean, it's just so fun to play, and it's different to any other sport when it comes to culture. And it's really self-driven and team. It's such a team environment. I think any girl should try playing AFL football, because it's just so fun. And not only that, you just make lifelong friends. I mean, now we have this pathway, so, you know, why not give it a go?
Thank you, Maddie.
No worries.
Jesse Goldsworthy here. Maddie, how's things?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. So initially, I'd imagine the team would have naturally been a bit flat after the disappointing result against a pretty well-drilled outfit in the Crows on our grand final day. However, the group really did prove the doubters wrong all year, especially in that prelim against Frio. So firstly, congratulations for yourself on what a stellar year in your first year in the Navy Blue. And secondly, how's the year, and putting all things aside and perspectives, help you get around each other and move forward to a bit of unwinding before the challenging, before the challenge of a new season moving forward?
Yeah, obviously, losing on the day was pretty heartbreaking itself, but I mean, the girls got around each other straight after the game, and you know, we just sort of said to each other on the way home, you know, we got here because of hard work. And yeah, we didn't get the chocolates in the end, but for us, for the club in itself, it was an awesome experience. You know, we got to play in front of 53,000 people, and that was a record breaking for not only AFL women's but any women's sport across the world. So, you know, it was pretty special. And, I mean, now I think that sort of motivates us. So many girls just want to go that one step further next year, and we actually want to take silverware home. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I know that not only myself, but all the girls are really driven, and, yeah, we can't wait to hit the ground running in pre-season and get 2020 underway.
Yeah, and we wish you all the best for the next season ahead.
Maddie, most people that have watched the AFLW games this year have observed a noticeably higher level of skill and fitness across the competition. What are clubs doing differently, and how difficult is it to improve on those levels when, at this stage, the women are juggling full-time jobs and study and other professional sports?
Yeah, I wouldn't honestly know what you know, we're doing any different just because I've only been there one pre-season. But I think, you know, after the first pre-season, the girls didn't know what to expect, so they were just running into really the unknown. And I think now that they know that it's here to stay and how fit you have to get to be able to run out those games and the skill you need to play at the highest level. And I know that we worked super hard in the pre-season when it came to our running this year, and the S&C coaches and staff really pushed us. And not only that, we had a new skills development coach in our team this year, and Adam Dancy. And I mean, before every training, it was always just skills for about 20 minutes or so. And I think that just helped us so much. But not only that, it was just the running on top. And I'd say that we're probably the fittest we've ever been. And I definitely felt that as well in my footy. So, yeah.
Maddie, it's Craig again. Just listening to a couple of those comments then, I mean, you as an individual, you've accomplished so much this year, and, you know, you've mentioned focus next year, try to bring back that silverware to Carlton. And just saying, you know, not knowing what to expect going into pre-season and all, but just sort of, I guess, reflecting on this year and setting your goals for next year, is it simply a matter of getting back out there and just try to work harder and train harder, or is there sort of more structured sort of planning around the goal setting for next year?
Yeah, for me, I don't really set goals, to be honest. I just sort of go how I go about usually about my footy, but I know that for me, I definitely have to get a lot more fitter, and especially my, you know, sort of speed work and things like that. I'll work on a lot during my pre-season, and I'll do a lot when it comes to running and things like that, and then as soon as training starts, that's when I'll use the ball a lot. But for me, my goal is probably to get a lot more fitters, cover the ground more, and to sort of get away from those Tigers that possibly could be there again next year. So, I just sort of think about that, and then I sort of think about actual footy when I get into training.
Maddie, we really appreciate your time, and thanks for letting us run a few minutes overtime today. We had so much more we would have liked to have asked you, and you've spoken so well. So we have run a bit over time, but who cares? It's been a great interview. We've really enjoyed having you on. Look, on behalf of all the WA Blues community, not only for so generously giving up your time today, but for just, you know, strolling into our footy lives and representing the old dark navy blue jumper of the famous Carlton Football Club with such pride, determination and dedication, we thank you very much, mate, and we really look forward to you and the group taking that one more step in 2020. So thanks very much, Maddie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
Well, guys, what do you think of that? What a great speaker. Such a young lady achieving so much in life and in football for the Carlton Football Club. It was great having her on the show. What's your take on that, Craig? What do you think about that?
Look, she's obviously a massive inspiration. I was actually, when I found out last night she was coming on the show, I'd watched a few of the highlights back, and she reminds me so much of Greg Williams, the way she goes about playing the game. She was so elusive, and she runs hard and tackles hard and skillful on both sides of the body. So, amazing footballer.
Mel?
I was lucky enough to meet Maddie again at the season launch this year, and it just blew me away watching her watching everything that she's achieved. I just hope it's just step by step, just she's going to grow and just be fantastic for our club.
And Jesse, we were having a chat on the phone this morning about Maddie. What were your thoughts on her achievements?
Just the cleanness below her knees and everything, one touch, it just goes so well. She's a great inspiration for all young women out there and stuff, and she probably could take it up to a few of the men, I'd imagine, in football. She puts her head over it and digs her heels in.
Well, I'll tell you what, having met Darcy Vecchio in the past and some of the female players over in Melbourne, they can take it up to the men in the wit department, I can tell you. that you can't get anything over those girls. They're an amazing group. And it was a real honour having Maddie on today. But before we cut to a break, which we have to do soon, I'm just going to chuck it over to Craig. Let's go through the injury. We haven't got anything for the tribunal for the Blues, but let's have a look at the injury list and see where we're sitting there.
Yeah, we'll just quickly rattle down the injury list. So David Cunningham, he's expected another 1 to 2 weeks with a bruised kidney. Charlie Curnow's got through his knee test, so he's been called up for the seniors again today, so that's exciting news for him. Tom De Koning, another knee injury, and a bit longer, this looks like 6 to 8 weeks for him. Sam Doherty, a knee, looking to be indefinite. Matty Cruiser had a knee. He's got through his test. He's making a comeback through the Northern Blues today. So it'd be good to see him get back on the track and hopefully push for top selection next week. Darcy Lang, foot injury. He's subject to a fitness test. Harrison McCready with a back, probably another week or so. Mitch McGovern, hamstring, but he's got through his test, so that's all good. Which, incidentally, I saw the other day that the strength and conditioning guy was saying it was more around his hip that was locking up as opposed to his hamstring, so that was more just precautionary, so that's a good sign. Andrew Phillips with the quad, he's got to get through a fitness test. Jared Pickett, a knee, another indefinite, which is a shame. And Tom Williamson with a back injury and expected for another week.
So one thing notice in comparison to last year with these injuries, there's a lot there on the list, not as many as last year at this time of the year, but most of them are 1 week and tests now. So the squad's looking to strengthen leading up to the bye for the first half of the year, so a little bit better position there. Of course, again, shame about Sam Doherty, the co-captain, and Jared Pickett. Would have been great to have him this year across half forward with his pace, but you know, it is what it is, and the other guys are pushing for selection, and hopefully we have a little bit of luck with the guys that are already out in the park, and that list gets smaller and smaller. We do have to go to a break now. WA Blue Baggers, thanks for listening in so far. We hope you're enjoying the show. When we come back, as always, it's that time, the most anticipated radio breakfast segment in WA, if not Australia and the universe. It is the Shirt Front with the one and only David the Hyphen Reece Jones. We'll see you shortly, and you'll hear us shortly, I should say. Go Blues.
Blue Baggers of WA, be part of Carlton's record membership as the club chases 60,000 members for the first time in its history. It is time to prove that you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria. In 2019, the region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership. carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger.
Station sponsor.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. From our functions and events, you can find out about further upcoming local events. Carlton Football Club memberships, purchase of local WA Blues merchandise, season raffle tickets, even Carlton number plates for your car. Just look for one of the committee shirts and ask one of your friendly representatives for any information. We as a committee also help Carlton with pre- and post-match functions whenever the Carlton Football Club teams travel to Perth. Attending the pre-match functions gives you the chance to win match day ground passes. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues!
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online, and your competitors are stealing your customers.
It's okay. Tech Tiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au.
Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues with WA Blues Chairman John Allen, ably supported by fellow panellists Mel, Craig, Jesse and Michaela on day 8,597 since the Blues won the Premiership flag. As always at this time of the program, we right hook straight into reviewing the team's performance last week against the Swans, the forthcoming game against the Suns, and as always with an optimistic outlook, I should say, but not without a whack or two from where required, as we are joined with a very warm welcome to our great friend of the WA Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership champion, the hyphen David Rees-Jones on his regular segment, The Shirt Front. Good morning, Dave. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. Oh, look, I'm better. I'm very, very disappointed with the result last week. Yeah, it wasn't what I expected. And I think the Swans experienced players, they just really took control of the game after quarter time. And, you know, we didn't seem to make any moves or do anything about it. And, yeah, it was a disappointing effort after quarter time, I thought.
Yeah, you're right, Hyphen. It was a very winnable game for us against a struggling Sydney outfit, and they just had that little bit of polish where it was required at the end. Look, and that's what we're dishing up at the moment, unfortunately. We need to improve. We have plenty of it, lots of inside 50s. Our skills under pressure, or not under pressure, are still lacking, in particular entering the forward line. That forward line delivery, I think, is hurting us a lot. What key areas around those sort of those issues do you see us really needing to improve for us to actually get a win on the board, especially with these kids in the midfield? Where do they need to improve with the skills? Paddy Dowell got a lot of press, I suppose, this week, but what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, look, you know, Paddy Dowell, probably his kicking game last week let us down a little bit, especially early in the game. But, kids are going to make mistakes. We've got to accept that. We've got to realise that even being switched on for the full 100 minutes, they're going to have lapses in concentration. It's pretty hectic out there, and to concentrate that 400 minutes and the bodies are still developing, I suppose. So, you cut them a bit of slack from time to time. But, in other areas, you know, you can't. You know, I'd like to see, you know, Big Harry McKay stay deep in our forward 50. I wouldn't let him out of the 50, to be honest. Just leave him inside there, and he's a great target for us. And too often you see these fellas sort of up around the wing and that, and you think that there's no one to go to when you do get a break or get it down there. So Charlie Curnow back this week, I think it's going to be a big boost for us. And the Gold Coast Suns, they're really a bunch of no-names, aren't they? They're performing pretty well. So, and I think that'll probably help the confidence of our younger guys too, going into a game where you haven't got any real big name players to come up against. They'd probably back themselves in this week.
Definitely agree with and like those thoughts on the forward line. If we can keep Harry deep with Charlie and maybe even Levi dropping down there, and even if the guys stuff the kick up, just kick it to a hot spot, the form that Harry's in with his contested marking at the moment, we're a big chance. And throw it over to Mel now. I almost stepped on the toes a little bit there with the Paddy Dowell that I ad-libbed there, but she's got a question for you there, Hyphen.
Morning, yep. Dave. Mel here. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Paddy Dowell seems to be suffering a case of the second-year blues, almost after having a great regular first year in 2018. As a team, how can the boys better assist in getting him and the young brigade's confidence and belief back up and about?
Yeah, look, I mean, as I said before, these guys, you know, Paddy might have played 20 games so far. At the start of his career, really, and that's why you've got to cut them a bit of slack. You know, they're going to have days where they're going to make mistakes, and as long as they learn by that, you know, that's really the key to it. I love the way Paddy Dowell goes about it. And to see why he was the number one draft pick, he's just a real competitor, and he works hard. You know, you see when he's out on the field, he's a hard worker, and look, he's going to be a 200-plus game player for us over a long time. So, you know, the best of him yet to come. And I think we sort of think that these kids are going to develop a bit quicker than what, you know, naturally they can, sort of thing. And even when you look at Jacob Wiedering this year, you know, he's starting to, you know, he's maturing, he's, you know, coming into his body a bit more and developing, and, you know, he's having a pretty good year. And the other thing is, you know, with our young blokes, they've basically been forced him into playing senior football well before. If they're playing at another team, they'd probably be having, you know, 20, 30 games in the VFL, and before they, you know, really start to get into it. And that also helps them, you know, confidence and everything else. But it's been a long road, I really hope they can get a win on the weekend. It's just going to take a lot of pressure off a lot of people.
And people do tend to forget these kids. They're not playing those games, back in the day through the Colt system, then the Rezzies, and then back in the league side. There's a lot on them, so it takes time. But, you know, so, look, I'll chuck it over to Craig for a question.
Yeah, Dave, good morning. Quick thoughts on ins and outs. You mentioned earlier before with Charlie Kernow coming back in, that's going to bolster the stocks. But just your thoughts on probably some of those guys that are floating around with the Northern Blues pressing for selection. And I guess in particular, Matt Kennedy, what your thoughts are on him coming in as well.
Yeah, look, I'm talking to the guys around the place. He's in terrific form with the Northern Blues at the moment. I was down at training this week and watched them train, and word to a few of them. Matty Cruz will play a bit more football this week, so yep. I'd expect him back into the side next week. Holds up for a match, but he's going to get a lot more footy into him this week. Things are looking up, and there's a bit more depth there too, and I think that's really what we need. We need players underneath playing well, and it starts to put pressure on everyone in the team, and we haven't had that for a long, long time. So, you know, we need these guys with the Northern Blues starting to produce some pretty good form. Pat Kennedy's one of them, and I'm sure if he plays well this week and sort of gets through the midfield, then, some changes will be made next week.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be made.
Jesse here, Dave. Morning. Obviously, big game up against the Suns up at Metricon tomorrow. Liam Jones playing terrific football down back for us up against an informed Sexton. Two teams very much playing on hard work and determination. How do you see this one panning out tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, Liam Jones' job last week on Buddy Franklin was terrific, really. And, I think we've... we start to run out of excuses. You know, if we keep making excuses for these players, it's 20 versus 20 out there, or it's 18 versus 18 on the field, and you really need to... I've lost my train of thought now with that dog barking out here.
Not only a good head for radio there as always, Hyphen, there's a bit of background noise as well. Well done, mate.
No worries. Look, I think at the start of the year we would have penciled this in as a win, and I still expect that we should be better than the Gold Coast. Stephen May and Lynch last year, so they're a bunch of young kids as we are, and I think our kids are better than theirs. So that's what they really need to go out and believe in that too.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. The supporters are craving a win and a four-quarter performance, and less of the excuses at the after-match speeches. But, mate, look, a little bit of controversy again with some of the rule changes, and you've given the Suns a whack, so I thought I'll throw this one in there. Maybe one for the umpires directors this week, just regarding the below-the-knees rule. Just seems to be something every week, doesn't it, mate? And I know that these ones are close to your heart, mate. What do you think about this stuff at the moment with the incidental contact below the knees? And, a message for the umpires, directors, on behalf of the people that hunt the ball and get to it first.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes away your natural instinct, and that really is the problem. Your natural instincts to get in first, and guys are... they're basically falling over people now to get a free kick. So, this is one rule that was brought in. I mean, a guy's got a broken leg. Things happen in football. Things do happen. If there's a dangerous slide into a player, I totally agree. That's got to be taken out. But, they're given free kicks for a person winning the ball in front of another person. And the person willing to put his body on the line, go in low and hard and win the ball first. So that's one rule that really, you know, I think the 6-6-6 has been worked pretty well this year. It's opened it up a bit more and given teams a bit more of a chance and stop that flooding, which we all hate. But the blow in the knees rule was a knee-jerk reaction to a guy getting a broken leg. And as I said, look, we injuries do happen in football and accidents happen. But that was just a knee-jerk reaction, which shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And very knee-jerk. It's almost a reflection on society. When someone gets hurt or something happens and it blows up, and everyone jumps up and down, there's a knee-jerk reaction just because of one incident. So, look, mate, thanks again for your insights. We've got to wrap it up. We've only got a few minutes left for the rest of the show. So, as always, thanks very much. You're a great friend of the WA Blues. We really appreciate your time. Go and feed your dog, mate. Stop it from barking. All right?
Something's wrong with it. Yeah. All right, guys.
We look forward to your intrepid comments again next week, mates. On behalf of the WA Blues community, thanks for whacking the Suns. Thanks for whacking the umpires. We look forward to speaking to you again next weekend. Go Blues.
No worries, guys.
Thanks, mate.
We're talking about a win against the Gold Coast.
You beautiful.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, see you, mate.
See ya. David Rees-Jones again, everyone. Always great having him on the show. What do you think about his insights there? You know, we touched on the umpires. Do you have any comments about that, Craig? What do you think about, again, I mentioned knee-jerk. It seems that whenever someone gets hurt, a broken leg, this or that, they try and change the rules around it. Things do happen in our game. It's a contact sport. Do we want to sanitise it too much?
Yeah, look, absolutely, I agree with you. And, you know, you think back to when you're sort of trying to coach juniors and things like that and going hard and low and first with the ball, but it sort of takes away, I guess, that emphasis on that. So, I don't know whether the umpires are sort of caught between a rock and a hard place, sort of trying to make the decision themselves, and obviously then they've got their umpire supervisors that are probably giving directions too. So, yeah, look, until you're out there, I guess it's a bit hard to comment for someone like me, but let's see how it goes next year.
No worries, we'll throw it over to Jesse. Now, just quickly for the Northern Blues review, the other week they had the bye in the round one, so they had a bit of an intra-club. They're playing this week down at Geelong, but Jesse, who's putting their hand up, mate? Got anything for us there from the Northern Blues?
Yeah, so Matty Kennedy and Jack Silvani for sure will be putting up their hand for the Northern Blues. Of course, they had the bye last week in round one, but the practice match of the previous week was a welcome return for Matty Kennedy, who was prolific in the middle of the ground, returning from that shoulder injury. He amassed 30 disposals, 7 inside 50s, and kicked a classy goal in the final term. Jack Silvani also made a solid return to action with 19 disposals, 7 tackles and 2 goals. And I think that's something that our AFL side's probably just lacking a bit, is that probably that tackling pressure inside forward 50. So although it has been up from last year, I think Jack Silvani could help us out there in the next coming weeks. And the Northern Blues have their first home and away game this Sunday, round two against Geelong.
Yeah, and just a bit of a wrap with the Sydney game as well. You know, our first quarter breakdown, it was pretty even. 6 Swans goals to 5 Blues goals, entertaining first quarter. Second quarter, Swans started dominating the inside 50s, 3 Swannies goals to 1 Blues goal. Third quarter was pretty even, 2 goals each. Fourth quarter, 3 Swans goals to 2 Blues goals. So we just need a four-quarter performance, and then we need a little standout quarter there where we kick 4 on the trot and stuff like that. That's the next step for us, I think. Now, what we'll do is just go around. Of course, we all know that the Blues are going to beat the Suns, so how many points by and how there, Craig?
I think it might still be a fairly close one. I'm going to say Carlton by around 10 points, I think.
Mel?
I'd say I was going to go about 7, Craig.
So yeah.
It's going to be close, but I really hope we get across the line.
I hope it's a blowout, but I don't know, I can't quite see it, unfortunately.
I think somewhere around the 17 to 20-point margin would be a nice little win for us.
And Michaela, Carlton are going to win, obviously, this week. How many points by?
10 or 15.
Okay. Who's your favourite player for Carlton?
Don't know yet. They're all good.
Hey, oh,
that's
a good
very,
answer.
Very good answer. Well, we're just about there, guys. Just a reminder, round 6, April 28th at 1:20 p.m. bounce down. Get down to the Empire for your opportunity to win a signed frame Certificate of Authenticity Mitch McGovern jumper as our first prize. These things go for over a grand at auction. Only $5 a ticket, 3 for 10. So get on down to the Empire. We've got lots of other raffle prizes, benefits if you've got your membership lanyard around your neck as well with a free door prize ticket. WA Blues specials on all food and beverages. We got giant Jenga for the kids, giant pickup sticks, giant this, giant that. Lots of space out there in the garden, out the back of the Empire, in front of the big LED screen. And if we get a little bit unlucky with the weather, the big function room and lots of other areas where we can watch the game. We always gather together at the Empire, 220 Great Eastern Highway, Lathlane. So get on down there and enjoy it. We want a big crowd there for round six against the Hawks. So we'll just about wrap it up there, guys. It's been a great show. Maddie Press-Barkas, young lady, great speaker, amazing first year. David Rees-Jones, as always. Guys, thanks very much. I'd like to thank the panel, Craig Becknell Hall, Jesse Goldsworthy and Michaela Ellis for coming in. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, John.
It's been a great show. You have been with Breakfast with the Blues every Saturday morning, 9 till 10 on 91.3 Sport FM. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week. And as always, what do we say, guys?
Go the Blues.
Go the mighty Blue Baggers. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
And they will know that they've been playing against the fans.